Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord to encourage us in prayer. You know, one of my favorite authors, John Maxwell, has written in his book entitled Becoming a Person of Influence, he's written this, quote, "It's been said that a person can live 40 days without food, 4 days without water, 4 minutes without air, but only 4 seconds without hope," end quote. Have you ever felt like you've been down to your last 4 seconds of hope? Maybe something at work or something in your business that you've worked on for a long time, and now it looks like it's not going to happen, it's not going to be approved, and perhaps even your job is at jeopardy because of that. Or maybe it's a relationship with one of your kids that's grown increasingly more troubling. Perhaps your current bank account just isn't making it to the end of the month, and the phone's been ringing with the bill collectors. Or maybe you've been living in the NICU since your little baby was born, and the doctors still are searching for a cause for the problem. Or perhaps your spouse has grown more distant, and you don't know why. Or last week's diagnosis from the doctor that it's cancer is still ringing in your ears and you don't know how to comprehend what to do next. Or maybe you've been in the place where it isn't just one thing, but rather it's just a ton of little things that just keep piling up in your life with no resolution, and you just don't know when the relief will come. We may ask at times like these, as Max Lucado in his book Unshakable Hope wrote, "Does God have a word for the dark nights of the soul?" Does God have a word for the dark nights of the soul? Max Lucado writes, He does indeed. The promise begins with this phrase from Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may last through the night. Max Lucado goes on to write, of course you knew that much. You didn't need to read the verse to know its truth. Weeping can last through the night. Just ask the widow at the cemetery, or the mother in the emergency room. The man who lost his job can tell you. So can the teenager who lost her way. Weeping may last through the night, and the next night, and the next. This news is not new to you. But this may be, joy comes in the morning. That's the second half of Psalm 30, verse 5. Joy comes in the morning. Despair will not rule the day. Sorrow will not last forever. The clouds may eclipse the sun, but they cannot eliminate it. Night might delay the dawn, but it cannot defeat it. Morning comes, not as quickly as we want, not as dramatically as we desire, but morning comes, and with it comes joy. Do you need this promise? Have you wept a river? Have you forsaken hope? Do you wonder if a morning will ever bring this night to an end? Mary Magdalene did. In the forest of the New Testament, she is the weeping willow. She is the one upon whom tragedy cast its coldest winter. Before she knew Jesus, she had 7 demons, it tells us in Luke chapter 8. She was a prisoner of 7 afflictions. What might that list include? Well, depression, loneliness, shame, fear. Perhaps she was a recluse or a prostitute. Maybe she'd been abused, abandoned. The number 7 is sometimes used in the Bible to describe completeness. It could be that Mary Magdalene was completely consumed with troubles. But then something happened. Jesus stepped into her world. He spoke and the demons fled. For the first time in a long time, the oppressive forces were gone, banished, evicted. Mary Magdalene could sleep well, eat enough, and smile again. The face in the mirror wasn't anguished. Jesus restored life to her life. You know, we might not be able to relate to Mary Magdalene's 7 demons, but chances are You and I can relate to the feeling of hopelessness at some point in our lives, of discouragement, of fear, of feeling like you're down to your last 4 seconds of hope. Do you hear the hope that Jesus is promising to each of us, like he did to Mary Magdalene when she felt she was down to her last 4 seconds of hope as she stood at the garden tomb on that Sunday morning after Jesus' crucifixion? Well, as Max Licato writes this, "Then Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her," Luke chapter 8 says. To her, of all the people to whom he could have spoken, Jesus went first to her. He'd just ripped the gates of hell off their hinges. He'd just yanked the fangs out of Satan's mouth. He'd just turned B.C. into A.D., for heaven's sake. Jesus was the undisputed king of the universe. 10,000 angels stood in rapt attention, ready to serve. And what was his first act? To whom did he go? To Mary, the weeping, heartbroken woman who once had 7 demons. Max Licato, the author, asks why? Why her? As far as we know, she didn't become a missionary. No epistle bears her name. No New Testament story describes her work. Why did Jesus create this moment for Mary Magdalene? Well, perhaps to send this message to all the heavy-hearted people, that weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes. Joy comes because Jesus comes, and if we don't recognize his face, he will call out our names. Isaiah 49 says, "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." Your name is not buried in some heavenly file. God needs no name tag to jog his memory about you. Your name is tattooed, engraved on his hand. He has more thoughts about you than the Pacific coast has grains of sand. You are everything to God. Well, you know, you may be feeling discouraged right now, or worse, completely despondent. You may even know someone who's feeling like she's down to her last 4 seconds of hope, and a pep talk just isn't enough anymore. Well, what do? Well, Max writes, you do what people have promised do. You keep coming to Jesus. Even though the trail is dark, even though the sun seems to sleep, even though everyone else is silent, walk to Jesus. Mary Magdalene did this. No, she didn't comprehend the promise of Jesus. She came looking that morning for the dead Jesus, not the living one. But at least she came. And because she came to him, he came to her. And you? You'll be tempted to give up, walk away, but don't. Even when you don't feel like it, keep walking the trail to the empty tomb. Open your Bible. Meditate on Scripture. Sing hymns. Talk to other believers. Place yourself in a position to be found by Jesus and listen carefully. That gardener very well might be your Redeemer. Weeping comes. It comes to all of us. Heartaches leave us with tear-streaked faces and heavy hearts. Weeping comes, but so does joy. Darkness comes, but so does the morning. Sadness comes, but so does hope. Sorrow may have the night, but it cannot have our lives. You know, God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. His promises are true. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. So fill your lungs today with his promise. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.